Greetings, everybody. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and ESETI Stargate. Again, we're on Rumble, we're on X, we're on Telegram, and we're on all of them. I usually in Rumble, I usually go into the chat on Rumble on Saturday night with air shows and watch everybody get knocked off the air. So it's highly censored. So if you have problems with that, you know, if you go on Rumble and you're in there and you get knocked off, usually there's no problem when we're going live or there's problems, but you can always watch it later on and it usually plays right through. But there's a lot of interference, you know, getting this stuff out. I want to do some quick, you know, housekeeping and let people know what's happening here. On June 7th, we have Joyful Foraging with Jesse Carroll, and it's a workshop. And it talks about, you know, we'll be talking about wild plants, and it's going to be just going around and identifying the different plants and picking the plants and utilizing these plants. And so it's a great one to have. And a lot of people get a lot out of these workshops. And then we have the Ambassador Self-Mastery Workshop June 27th through the 29th. And that's where I'm going to be covering, you know, all how to heal unseen negative influences, the self-mastery tools, who's who in the universe, how to, you know, make sure you're getting clear messages. And it's really intense. So we cover everything in there. So it's really a definite self-mastery 101, you know, with the ambassador training added to it. So it's important to check that out. But the then we have Contact to Ascension with Peter Maxwell Slatter and myself on July 4th through the 6th. And so that's going to be a great one. Whenever Peter and I get together, crazy stuff happens. There's ships everywhere, daytime, nighttime. It's pretty crazy. So there'll be a lot of information coming in, a lot of downloads, a lot of connections, and a lot of sightings. I can pretty much guarantee there's going to be a lot of UFO activity. So be sure and check that one up. But we also have Frequency Healing is the healthcare of the future, and that's July 17th through the 20th. And that's presented by Dr. Gail Jett, and she's a master at higher frequency healing technologies and things like that. So it's very good. It's all about consciousness and energy and actually with a lot of technology as well. So be sure and check that one out. Anyway, that's it for the upcoming events. If you go to the events section, if you go to eseti.org, that's www.eseti.org, hit the event section, and you can find the classes and the workshops. And if you're having trouble with unseen negative influences or other problems, you can actually go to the healing section and get the techniques on healing unseen negative influences. It's a must right now because there's crazy crap going on. The veils between worlds are getting thin and things are being revealed. And, you know, YouTube is full of these videos of succubuses and discarnate spirits and everything from reptilians to grays to cryptoids, and everything are being seen now that like never before. And a lot of people say, well, that's just because the technology is there now with everybody with phones. No, it's everything is escalating right now. The veils between worlds are getting thin, and portals are opening, and some portals are good and some aren't, you know. So anyway, just give you a heads up on that. But we're going to talk all about in our workshops. We'll talk about that. I want to get into the news. There's a lot of big events going on, and the OMG News Network did an article. They said RFJ Jr. just annihilated Big Pharma in an historic Supreme Court. Shockwave mRNA vaccine damages, you know, are declared irreparable. And according to that, the Nuremberg Code is activated. So we'll see where that goes. you know, I've been doing research. People are sending me things, and these doctors were giving, if they could get 100% of their patients vaccinated, there's a huge monetary incentive there, that they got a huge bonus, you know, from the companies, from these vaccine companies. And if they were under 70% of their people vaccinated, they got docked. They actually had things taken away. So that right there is collusion and the integrity levels, you know, anybody that participated in that. And then they're also proving too that the way they treated people with supposedly COVID was so detrimental, and a lot of them died from the treatment. So it wasn't so much the COVID itself; it was all the other nonsense after the COVID that seemed to, you know, have a lot of people with some very severe side effects and death. You know, we'll go into that more. But you know, to me, I wonder if they're still going to allow Bill Gates to infect all of our meat and produce with mRNA. You know, also too, Zuckerberg actually funded some things to infect the game, the deer and things like that. So, you know, they want this mRNA in everybody. They don't want anybody without it. So why are they so hell bent on getting this into our system? And you find out what it does to us, you know, and if you go to a cemetery where somebody died of COVID that was vaccinated, you know, you actually get their number, get over their grave, you can do a search, you know, and what's available, and all of a sudden all these people pop up. It's pretty crazy, but you can fill in the dots from that, you know, and why they need to get everybody. And here's another one: the patent for microneedles in the test swabs to infect those tested without them knowing it or without their consent has also been discovered and released. So a lot of people, if you didn't get the jab, you know, you actually got it. They're trying everything to get this stuff in you, so be aware of that. Several states are putting forward legislation to ban fake meat, and golly knows what it's made of. So actually, tests show high levels of glyphosate and other carcinogens. So be aware of that. You know, read your labels. It's really important. Scientists are now removing advanced tumors with just sound, no invasive surgeries or scars. And it looks like we're getting closer to med bed. So anyway, there's a lot of other technologies out there. There are tons of technologies out there that are coming out. A lot of them are Russian technologies. But the Russian technologies are they don't have... They take the profit out of disease, you know. So basically, you know, that's why they're coming out. They're coming out of Russia. So they're really, these technologies are coming out of countries that there's no money in disease. You know, they've taken the profit out. So it's more profitable for them to heal people than to keep them sick, which, you know, you can figure that out. But anyway, there's no invasive surgeries or scars, and which is great. But here's a good one. Speaking of Russia, Russian Special Forces, specifically the Adrenochrome Child Trafficking Task Force. Gee, I wonder if we have one of those. Anyway, just a mile behind Ukrainian front line, rescued hundreds of children from what is said to be one of the largest child trafficking Adrenochrome factory busts in history. So, you know, I bet Trump is high-fiving him on that one behind the scenes. So, you know, of course he has to look upset until the real news comes out. But, you know, these hardened military men are, when they come across these labs and they see what's being done to the children and everything else, they're horrified. You know, it some of them drop to their knees, and they've seen almost everything. But when they see this, they just go, This is beyond sick. So I think one day in history, we're going to look back and say, maybe we might have not been on the right side on this one. But anyway, you decide. There's a lot more going on behind the scenes. Nothing is as it seems. Dr. Artis is at it again, exposing major shampoo and conditioner manufacturers lacing their products with chemicals that create hair loss, you know, some baby and children shampoos. You know, I love that guy. He's bringing all this information out. He's covering all those snake venom and Gila monster venom and all this other stuff and all these products and the vaccines. So kudos to him. States are all jumping on board banning chemtrails, which may be why we are seeing extreme chemtrails like never before, especially in blue states. According to the whistleblowers, DARPA and the Air Force mainly are involved, which puts things in Pete Hegseth's lap. So maybe that's why all the generals are being fired. And the Diddy case, you know, the Diddy case too is exploding with victims telling horrific stories, dropping one bomb after another, exposing the drugs, laced drinks, baby oil laced with drugs, blackmail. You know, it's Epstein 2.0 all over again. So some very famous, powerful people have been named as kingpins in what can only be termed as the Hollywood and music industry mafia. And so I wonder if those named on the list are TDSers, you know, the ones taking the high road, claiming moral superiority and fleeing to other countries. You know, all these movie stars and musicians that are leaving the country, and I'm leaving, I can't do 4 years of Trump. They're leaving for other reasons. It's because karma's about ready to catch up to them. So speaking of TDSers, Bruce Springsteen showed up at the Atlanta Southern Fried Rock Fest and found out quickly he's lost support of his fan base. He is warned not to go on stage. He swore the country was behind him and he had a massive fan base. A little narcissistic there. Anyway, you might want to do the math on the percentage of woke to conservatives. The last election was a clue. So anyway, he left without playing a note, and they're not falling for the fake patriotic program. I didn't see the video, any videos in that, but I would imagine he probably got booed off the stage or he walked out and they the whole crowd said, we aren't having it. Here's a good one. Macron's wife was on film punching him in the throat while coming off a plane. Allegedly, you know, she is his former teacher, groomer, and conspiracy theorists say she's not really a she, you know. So that seems to be replete throughout the global leaders, you know, America included in the past. So we're going to find out a lot of these families were not what we thought they were in the past. And it's happening not just in the political arena, you know, it's happening in the movie and the music industry, everything. Yeah, you know, we're going to be shocked when we find out there's a lot of he-she's in there that we fell in love with, you know, before we knew. Anyway, here's a good one. Because of Doge, they just removed 12.3 million individuals listed over 120 years old from Social Security. Now, this was revealed a while ago, but they finally took them off of Social Security. So I wonder if they removed them from the voter registration along with a bazillion dead people using mail-in ballots. It's amazing. These people, you know, they maybe we should get cameras and put them on all the graveyards, you know, and see if we can catch some of these dead people, you know, coming out of the grave and going to the polls and voting and then going back to their coffins. You know, that'd be great. Only thing is, it isn't happening. So how did the ballots get there? Here's a good one. Over 12 sitting U.S. senators are now under investigation for foreign lobbying kickbacks. Most are asking the question, why only 12? And when it's all said and done, white hats are saying 85% of the House and Senate eventually will be gone. You know, almost all the top Democratic contenders for the 2028 presidential race are under investigation for a plethora of crimes, you know. So one is hiding Biden's mental and physical health, and that's backfiring on the Democrats who use an auto pen to sign in their Green New Steel funds. Slush funds, LGBTQ, woke agendas, you know, all these billions and billions of dollars that went through these NGOs and got kickbacks to politicians and other people. So, you know, even the pardons are signed by an auto pen. So there's an ongoing investigation into the unelected officials who were signing for the president. You know, the fingers kind of seem to be pointed to Jill and Barack and close staffers. So we'll see where that goes. You might want to check into all who were pardoned and why they're pardoned. You know, that'll kind of give you some answers. Kilauea is at it again with a 1,000-foot lava burst. You know, it's the mountain is just going. It's not too far from our place in Hawaii, and a lot of fog in the air. But, you know, there's also a volcano a mile wide off the coast of Oregon. Scientists are saying, you know, it's becoming active. So once it blows, they're predicting tsunamis with thousands of quakes. Yellowstone is experiencing a magma bulge. The roads are actually melting. You know, animals are leaving the area. You might want to listen to them. You know, recently, one of the major geysers there blew, and it wasn't just steam coming out of it. Rocks and smoke and everything else came out. So obviously something's going on under there you might want to pay attention to. That's not going to be good if Yellowstone blows. It's going to make a real mess of things. So the sun just blew off another X-class flare with multiple CMEs. And it's odd these X-class flares coincide with the time folds that we've been experiencing. We've been given this information from the Pleiadians. And they've been saying that they're folding time. And they give us the exact dates when it's going to happen. And they're pretty intense when they happen. The last one was on the 27th. And the next one will be at the end of the month. So, you know, people are getting really dizzy. You know, have we said, we've said for over 30 years, solar flares equal increases in severe weather, earthquakes, and volcanic activity. And it also affects the bioelectric fields of humans. So all animals, you know, it's affecting everything. So animals are really doing some bizarre behavior. There's a lot of people having headaches, lethargy, flu-like symptoms, you know, and this often is accompanied by the solar flares and time folds. So it's not rocket science, folks. You know, the Earth is expanding with all the absorbed energies coming in during this cosmic cycle we're in. You know, they have to be released. And we have to rise to the occasion. Everything's expanding. We're expanding. We're ascending. The Earth is expanding. She's ascending. And this is all exacerbated by weather warfare and other technologies like earthquake generators and dew weapons. So it's another one of those all the above answers, similar to UFOs. You know, are they ours, German, back engineered craft, inner earth craft, you know, off world, interdimensional craft, time travelers? You know, it's all the above, including government drones, you know, posing as UFOs. So most investigators are trying to pigeonhole the phenomena into their belief system, while others are planned opposition, government shills, all perpetuating the controlled narrative. They hate anyone who's authentic and see them as a direct threat to their fame, money, and position in the UFO community. And that, my friends, is a nutshell, is why we don't have conduct and a 70-plus year failed disclosure program. Deep insider whistleblowers and famous people stepping up as spokespersons. You know, nothing is going to happen or will happen. It's just another fuzzy tic-tac, you know. It's what we're going to get. So anyway, I really want to end this show with some recent undeniable footage of motherships surrounded by scout ships, multiple UFOs in one frame, you know, landings, you know, on the mountain, just a taste of the ongoing contact at Yosemite for 40 years. So, you know, after which you have to ask yourself, why is this being censored by the UFO community, the documentaries? The real question is, why have you given your power away to outside agencies, shills, planned opposition, and some very morally and integrity challenged people controlling the narrative to make contact when you can do it yourself? You know, these beings are just a loving, joyous thought away. They're very telepathic. Send them a thought, you know. And that's all it takes. You have to have an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And you've met the prerequisites for contact. Anyway, unfortunately, these attributes almost are completely void in the UFO community. Trust me, I've been involved in it, so. The latest Star Nation message is, you know, mainly from the Pleiadians, and the Orion Council of Life. We're getting a lot of information from the Andromedans and the Sirians as well, a lot of our humanoid feline friends. And what they're saying is the reptilians are finished, you know, along with the Orion Alliance, some very nasty ETs. And universal law is replacing draconian law, which we've been under for about 450,000 years, thanks to Marduk and his alliance with the reptilians for total supremacy of the earth. And that's coming to an end. Also, the satanic Luciferian global elite are imploding, and it's all connected. Anyway, they cannot sustain due to time folds and the incoming energy, you know, the higher conscious energy coming in. You know, you got all these beings coming in up to the 13th dimension, and they're surrounding the earth, and they're bringing their consciousness and energy along with a cosmic event that's already unfolding, you know, is light in, garbage out, basically. So, you know, these shifts are bringing out the best in some and the worst in others. And we are in end time madness where everything is amplified and accelerated. You know, people are asking, how did things get so bad? It's always been this bad. It's now being revealed, you know, on just how bad it's been. So it's part of the healing along with the chaos, you know. So as the higher conscious energy comes in, all the lower frequency nonsense gets exposed and comes up for healing. And so when you see the chaos happening, you go, oh, that's part of the healing process. You know, it's different. So it's time to step back, you know, remove yourself and let what needs to end, end. What needs to fall, fall. You know, we have to totally back away from the beast. And if you work for the beast, you're going to fall with the beast. That's the bottom line. So it's time to pull our energies in and practice loving detachment and work on our own ascension. There's all these dramas going on all around us. We're trying to be pulled in to all of these dramas going on. And you have the victim, savior, persecutor triangle where people are just on this wheel going over and over and over again. And you got to pull out of there and stop being a savior and stop being a victim and stop being a persecutor. You know, they're just the same wheel. And start practicing loving detachment. You know, get back into your own energies and work on our own ascension. That's the only way we're going to get through this. The star nations are making themselves known to the public. They're appearing in the skies globally. This will increase exponentially until real disclosure coming from the skies is complete. Anybody paying attention can't miss it, you know. It's happening globally everywhere. It's all over the net. It's even, some of it's even hitting lamestream media. But you're not going to find it there. But, you know, the people are just with phones everywhere. Multiple sightings, multiple videos, you know. And, you know, yeah, there is some CGI, but a lot of real stuff out there. The CGI is just thrown in there to try to muddy the waters. You know, but there are some great videos on the internet. So speaking of videos, I want to go ahead and play the latest videos that we've shot. And then 2025 is just coming in like a lion. And there are so many, there's landings on the mountain we're seeing daylight ships. We're seeing every size, shape, color. We're seeing astral ships, light ships, ships that are transparent. We've got a lot of this on video, a lot of these ships, multiple colored ships, and we're going to be putting out, you know, as we go over and over and over. There's so much, and we can't do it in one show. So I was going to go ahead and cut this show short just so you can see the footage. So anyway, on that note, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and be kind to each other. That's universal law, basically. And you know, things will work out fine. But we are going to go through some changes, and it's really good to get grounded and pull our energies back in and not get caught up with all the distractions. On that note, have a great evening and enjoy the footage.
A massive ship. Whoa, she's powering up. Powering up.
There's one following behind, or not right behind.
Yeah, I see it. There's two of them behind him. Again, we got one, a faint one crossing it. One more time. Come on. Yeah. I forgot how to. Oh, there he goes. Thank you.
Four in the morning.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.